It's Tuesday, December the 1st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, Moderna applies for vaccine approval and Amazon disappears at alarming rate. First, the world in brief. Moderna, a biotechnology company, has applied for emergency authorization in America and Europe to distribute its COVID-19 vaccine. One of the early candidates shown to be highly effective in clinical trials, Moderna's vaccine does not, as Pfizer's does, need to be kept at ultra-cold temperatures. But it is considered relatively expensive and more difficult to manufacture in large quantities. Brazil's space agency said that more than 11,000 square kilometers of the Amazon rainforest was destroyed between July 2018 and August 2019, the highest level of deforestation since 2008. Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's climate change-denying president, sees clearing space for Amazonian farmers and miners as essential to the country's economic development. He has weakened the bodies charged with protecting the forest. S&P Global agreed to buy IHS Markit for $44 billion, including $4.8 billion of debt. The tie-up of the two financial data companies will be the largest deal in America so far this year. The data business is being remodeled by mega mergers as firms seek to lock clients into self-contained ecosystems. China's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index rose from 51.4 in October to 52.1 in November, its highest in more than 3 years, a sign that the world's second biggest economy is recovering from COVID-19. It is the ninth consecutive reading above 50, which indicates activity is expanding. E-commerce promotions have helped to boost consumer demand. The death of LIBOR, a benchmark interest rate that underlies more than $200 trillion worth of financial contracts, has been delayed. ICE Benchmark Administration said it intended to keep publishing the most popular dollar variants until June 30, 2023, 18 months later than first planned. The Federal Reserve and other regulators urged banks to switch away from LIBOR as soon as practicable. And COVID-19 infections fell by 30% during England's month-long lockdown, according to a study by Imperial College and Ipsos Mori. Between November 13th and 24th, there were 96 infections per 10,000 people, compared with 130 in the fortnight before the lockdown. The study estimated that R, the reproduction number indicative of the rate of transmission, is 0.88, meaning that total infection numbers are shrinking.